You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Trade deadline is just a few days away, and the Houston Astros come up in conversation here and there, maybe being in some deals. We'll have to wait and see on that. But let's talk about that and other things with Brian McTaggart and Allison Footer. Tags, okay, where do we want to start? First, before we talk about the trade deadline, let's talk about the actual team that they have, which is changing a lot. So Alex Bregman was brought up, and we're going to see Gurriel within the next couple of weeks. So where is everybody going to fit in?
Well, that remains to be seen. We see Bregman so far has played third base and DH. I think we'll see a lot of that. I think he's going to get some time in left field. He did some extensive work in left field on Tuesday before the Yankees game. And I think Gurriel is going to do a lot of the same. And I think DH is going to be very key. I think both those guys are going to do a lot of DHing. And on Wednesday, George Springer was DHing, and I think AJ is going to have Springer DH some, Altuve some, to kind of save their legs as we get into the second half. So there's going to be lots of at-bats, lots of opportunities. We know with Rasmus and Gomez struggling, they're going to lose at-bats, putting Gurriel and Bregman out there. So if they can hit, they're going to play them somewhere. But I think DH is going to be real key, third, left also for both of them.
Bregman's call-up was long anticipated. You hear it more than anybody. People are on Twitter. People are actually getting mad at you for not announcing something that actually was false, which was that he was getting called up. He ended up getting called up 3 days later. You know, a hero's welcome here. Somebody on the team was actually asking, like, what is up with that? It was, of course, it was a bigger crowd because the Yankees are in town. People were really waiting for this kid, so they're paying attention. And top prospect, were you surprised at all about the response that he got?
Not really, because I think for a few years the fans were programmed to pay attention to the minor leagues. It was always, hey, we have the best minor league system and we're losing 100 games. But we have all these guys, so I think the fans really got into the minor leagues and really became invested in all these guys coming up. So, and even now that they're doing well, I think they still do that. They're kind of more plugged into the minor leagues than ever before. It's easier to do, so there's always the next guy. I think it started with Springer and really, you know, when's he coming up? Then Singleton and the next Correa. And there's always the next guy. So even though Bregman's here, it's going to be Musgrove or now it's probably Gurriel. So, and I guess that speaks to the Astros farm system. They do have a lot of depth, but that's, I think it's just kind of the day and age we lived in. 20 years ago, you really couldn't get information on the minor league guys. They were sort of unknown. You'd have to get the weekly magazine and look at the minor league stats. Now follow on Twitter and you see where they're batting and everything. So I think fans are just programmed that way and they're excited about the players that are coming up. But Bregman's debut and the ovation he got and the attention I think was bigger than Springer or anyone that's come up recently. Correa started on the road. That's a little different. That might have been different because he's a number one pick, but a lot of attention around Alex for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking that Correa, it did seem a little more subdued here, but that's because he wasn't like his very, very first at bat or his very first game. Now, Bregman, as we're recording this, is still looking for that first hit. You can see the swing. Like, you can see why the swing is going to be successful up at this level. But he's also like 0-for-7?
0-for-7 with a walk first 2 games. Yeah, it's not Domingo Santana a couple years ago. He's completely overmatched.
Right.
He has a good idea of what he's doing, and you know, I think it's just a matter of time before he squares one up and gets a hit. He's a confident kid, we know that, and he's got a nice quick stroke. His pitch recognition is really good. I think that transfers at any level.
And yeah, that was going to be my question. Is just like, will it get to him if it takes a while for that first hit to drop? He does seem like a guy that's kind of unfazed. He seemed a little overwhelmed, quite frankly, when we were all peppering him with questions after the game. Just kind of like, I don't know, overwhelmed, but caught up in what had just transpired. But at what point do you start saying, oh my God, like when is this hit going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, if he's in the 0-for-11, 0-for-12 range, it starts to wear on you a little bit. You know, he's going to go on the road. The media attention is going to go down. I don't think he did any interviews today, as far as I know, on Wednesday. So his last few days in Fresno, when they were in Round Rock, which is just down the road, tons of media. So it's been a rough week for him as far as all the extra requests. So I think once he gets settled in a little bit, gets on the road, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, with social media, so it's like not only Alex, but now his parents are like these superstars. So yeah. the TV cameras pan on him, then, and it's our company doing it. So then our people at MLB.com, they're capturing his dad going crazy, and then they're turning it into GIFs or GIFs, however you say it. And so there's like no escaping any of this, but you know, that's just the life that we live in. So why complain? Okay, moving on. to Luis Valbuena. So last night, that would be Tuesday night. So he falls, and it's like looks really scary. But it looks like he's going to be out a little bit, but not long enough for a DL stint.
Yeah, AJ said today he's pretty confident he's not going to be on the DL. Day off on Thursday, and they might not play him against a lefty on Friday in Detroit. So that gives him 3 days to get him back and healthy. And talking to Valbuena on Tuesday night after the game, didn't sound like it was too serious. Looked serious at the time because he falls down, and then there's a wild throw to first, and then you immediately expect him to get up and start running. He does not move, and everyone comes running out there, and the replay looked like he might have messed up his knee, but looks like he maybe tripped, I don't know, but strained hamstring, doesn't look serious, but you know, he's a key part of what they're doing here. He's really one of four guys they have who's swinging the bat really well all year. He's fourth on the team in OPS, and with Bregman coming up, he was going to get, you know, more bats at first. So he's a key piece to what they're doing. So they need him to come back quickly.
Okay, so trade deadline. Astros could use some lefty relief help because that's just so available. And rotation help, which is also, you know, there's starters that are available, but they're not top-tier starters, and they're all kind of having bad years, but they have great track records. And what do you think? Where are the Astros on this?
Yeah, it's tough because it's not a great trade market. And you know, the elite guy, Sale, his price is really high, and it's probably not something the Astros would want to do. Again, trade four or five top prospects mm-hmm. for Chris Sale, although he could come in and really help them. Do you look at some of the Rays guys, Moore or Archer? You know, Archer, like you said, has a track record, hasn't pitched well. He would take quite a few prospects to get. Or do you sit tight with what you have? I mean, if you look, they have the best starters ERA since, I think, middle of May, so the starting rotation is getting it done. And Keuchel's pitching like an ace again. McCullers, great start his last time out. So maybe you have the 1-2 there, and then McHugh's pitched great. So the rotation is pretty good. You know, it just depends on what price you want to pay to get that other guy.
Yeah, where do you think that the Astros are? I mean, when I look at the Astros as they're constructed right now, I don't see a lot of, for sure, wild card teams that are better than them. And I have to say that they're better than the Rangers, who, I mean, the Rangers, you know, we're kind of chuckling about this, but the Rangers just acquired Lucas Harrell to bridge a gap toward doing something else that they have to do. Lucas Harrell's obviously not the answer that they're looking for long term, but the point being that they are trying to band-aid together a rotation, and that can't be comfortable for any of them on you know, the last few days of July.
Yeah, I think the Astros, if they don't do anything, they have to feel pretty good with, you know, Bregman's here. He hasn't done anything, but I think once he gets going, that's a bat, and Gurriel's on the way. So you really have two bats coming that you feel are going to be impact bats. Rotation and the bullpen have been really good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they want to roll their dice with that, fine. But Luno's made a deal at every deadline so far since he's been here. So I think he will do something. Left-hander relief, I think, is probably more of a need just because you like to have two of those guys, and, you know, SIP hasn't been real effective this year, so it wouldn't be as expensive as a starter. So, yeah, I'd be shocked if they didn't do anything at this point, but if they don't, I mean, they've had the best record in baseball now for 6 weeks. It's not a fluke. They're a pretty good team.
Now, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here because, yes, they have had the best record in baseball for the last 6 weeks. They've also had almost no challenges on that schedule.
Right.
I remember talking to A.J. Hinch at the end of May, and he was like, we're coming into a little bit of a softer couple of weeks. And then I was like, oh, you're right. The Reds were coming. And then, you know, and the A's and the Angels are just awful. I mean, and they have played them so much. And then I was looking into June. I'm like, well, there's really not a lot of challenges. Okay, now they've got the Yankees. They go to Detroit. They've got the Blue Jays coming in. They've got the Rangers. I mean, this doesn't really lighten up until, like, the last couple of weeks of September. So this is kind of a test for them. They've got the Pirates, the Cubs, the Cardinals, I think. No, the Cubs are coming here.
Cubs are coming in, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find some stuff out.
True. I mean, they went to Kansas City and played pretty well, you know,
yeah,
a few weeks ago. So, you know, you have to take out the trash when you can and then try to do what you can. And as we go down the stretch, we'll see. But you're right. You know, tough games on the road, some tough series. Going to Detroit, even though they're not doing great, that's not going to be easy with some of the matchups they have. And the Rangers, they have 9 games against the Rangers, and to me that's the key. They're going to have to do really well against the Rangers, maybe win 6 or 7 games, because I still think the division is going to be easier to win at this point than the wild card, because I think you have 3 teams that are just playing really well in the AL East right now. They could beat each other up and somebody will fall, but I still think running down the Rangers, especially with all the issues and injuries they have, is their best option. So they're going to have to play well against everyone. I think they're really going to have to dominate the Rangers.
So Astros fans, just hear these words. Remember this. No matter how bad it gets in September, they play 7 of their last 10 games against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. 7 of their last 10.
And they beat them, what, 11 times in a row? And yep. By that time, the Angels will really have packed it in. So right. If they're within shouting distance, they got a good shot.
They could just go on a run that we've never seen before. Okay, Tags, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you after the deadline.
All right, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.